Why women should do OnlyFans. Women should do OnlyFans because they can earn a lot of money. I think their family will be absolutely fine if they sit down and have that discussion beforehand.
What if they're not okay with
it? Then cut them loose.
Nah, that's hectic shit.
Overpower, overpower, overpower until you have them, Matt. And that's how you did it, prick. Welcome to episode number 7 of the Marty Michael Fully Actual Podcast. We're coming to you from fucking... The address is four.
Whoa.
Yeah, maybe not yet. Maybe beat that.
Maybe we'll have that. To like put like
put like a fucking house over my mouth, over bro. Connor, put like a picture of a fucking our house. No, put the picture of the number that I was saying over my mouth.
Marty just said our address.
No, we need to hide that. Otherwise, I'll give out your addresses.
You don't even know where I live, bro.
Yes, I do.
That's a facade. That's a facade address.
Dude, remember that guy? Yeah, nothing but a facade.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay. That guy was fucking rock and roll, baby. We got a jam-packed episode. We got a lying segment. We got Matt's dream diary. The great debate returns. Bamboozled is back. And the voicemail segment, we've shortened down a little bit. And guess what? The How Famous Are We segment? We're going to do it fortnightly. So you'll see that again next week. And, of course, a fucking prank call that's going to blow your fucking mother's brains out the back of her skull when she shoots herself with a fucking shotgun right in her mouth. That's how crazy it's going to be, bro.
Shit. That would be... Would you rather...
Don't let your mothers listen to this okay. one.
Yeah, so look, would you rather shoot yourself in the head with a shotgun or shoot yourself in the side of the head with a Glock?
Just to make sure. It would be such a shame if you shot yourself and like rebounded off the skull and went and somewhere else and then you're lying there sad and deformed.
I haven't been into a gun shop, but I'm pretty sure it says Glock might do it. Shotgun will definitely
do it. Speaking about killing ourselves, it was Matt Brown's birthday over the weekend, and fuck me, 44th birthday. He had a great
37.
Day. And man, did we have a fucking party here on Sunday?
We did some dangerous shit in between the watching of the UFC.
That was a cool, chilled day.
Yeah, I must admit, I like days like that. It was me, Michael, Matt, James. We all just came here, watched the UFC, got a bit high, and then we went and played outside a little bit.
And the fights were really good.
Yeah, and James nearly killed himself by shooting a
bow. Oh, my God.
It was literally like a meter away.
I was standing right there, half a foot from James. It was terrifying.
Oh, he couldn't see.
Yeah.
That's why I was like this. I was like, oh, my God, we nearly lost
a friend. But the tree did stop it from going, reaching like maximum velocity.
Stupidly, that was an actual arrow. Like, we didn't take the tip off. So it would have just gone straight through him. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. How was your birthday? What did you get? And what happened to you, cunt?
No, I had a good birthday. I'll start with work.
Oh, God.
Oh!
No, everyone at Wholesome were fucking legends, especially my mate Molly. She like went above and beyond for my birthday.
She wants to...
Holy shit, you've married. Been... Nothing.
Can you cut that out? No, because I don't want that on there.
Molly's Chambers.
All right.
But... No, she went above and beyond, and she you can't have that on there.
Leave the laughter in, though.
Leave the laughter in, but we really can't have that on there because she watches. So.
We're only joking.
It'd be quite awkward.
Molly Meldrum.
And everyone at Wholesome went above and beyond. They decorated my desk, and they got me a little card. They have the same sense of humor
So everyone at your work, just to be clear, knows that you do this, you dress up and you do this on a Monday.
Yeah, it's getting out there. They printed off photos.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. So everyone in the office now knows that you, like, surely there must be some people walking around thinking, like, Matt's, like, transitioning and he just dresses up on the weekend.
I don't know.
For fun.
But every now and then, like, somebody will make a comment to me and, like, it's like some of, like...
You fucking cunt!
Yeah.
They'll say that.
Like, some of the blokey blokes will be like, oh yeah, you look like you had a fun weekend when I post something, and I just it'll be a picture of me on the set, and yeah, you can just tell that they're like not sure what's going on there.
Matt Brown is on 9,900 followers, by the way, guys. So if you want,
really,
he's been pulling me aside and saying, oh, Marty, I'm so close. Please, can you please just help me? Help me, please help me. So guys, let's get Matt to 10K and follow him at Matt Brown, 1111, four number ones, all right? Get him to that 10K mark so we can start fucking doing some promo for Wholesome and shit, man, because, man, they've been relying on that.
Would you say at Wholesome they are quite wholesome?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And also, dirties. Would you take one of the ones out from your Instagram tag if you could? So it's three's a better number than four.
No, I want four ones over three.
There you go.
It's either no ones or four. Four's too famous now. Have you seen people who make jokes and then they add four ones in the end? I can tell that's a stab at my Instagram because you guys said it was a shit name.
All 9,900 of them.
So, yeah, Maddie's birthday on the weekend. Other than that, we just played a bit of golf, didn't we? And
oh, man, played some bad, bad golf.
Yeah, I played really, really badly too. It was off-puttingly bad. It was at a level where I just wasn't enjoying it. So I just had to have a couple of holes off every now and then. But the weed cookies were nice. You just kind of chill, and it was a really nice course, Pine Rivers. So you just kind of lie there and watch the highness, you know?
Yeah, shout out to Troy from Pine Rivers, legend.
Yeah, bloody oath. Troy had a couple of yarns, didn't he? One or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or 10 yarns.
We've got 2 hours free at the golf simulator.
Yeah, he's given us 2 hours free at the golf simulator.
Hour of chat, hour of golf.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. So, fucking good weekend all around. And here we are. We filmed some fucking bangers last week. Three website videos. Trolley curling, bloody, oh my God. Trying to solve world thirst. That was a fucked one.
Yeah, that was a different one.
That was so fucked.
What was the third one? We fucking, something to do with genders?
No, that wasn't last week. Lockie was here to film it. It was, what did we film?
Oh, what
about the nails? Heckers Checkers.
Oh, yeah.
We filmed fucking Heckers Checkers. So, website members, if you know torture chess, this is kind of like that, except there's bongs involved and shit gets fucking. It ended up being pretty funny, I think. It's hard to tell when you're stoned out of your mind. Also, one amazing thing we're doing, we are doing a $50,000 giveaway on our website. Okay. This is not like $50,000. This is the biggest giveaway we've ever done. All the money you website members give us, we're very grateful for, and we're going to give some of it back to one person. All you have to do is be signed up to the website to be in the running. So Matt's not currently – you can't win. You can't win 50
have,
grand.
Have you ever had 50 grand in your life? That is life-changing amount. Yeah, like, that
we're,
is,
we're like,
you could buy a house.
We thought about
it.
Yeah, we thought about this, right? And we're like, let's make it an amount of money. This is a big gamble.
For a house.
We aren't. Yeah, like Michael is. We went back and forth on this. Okay, this was not an easy decision. $50,000 is still a lot of money to us. Okay, but that's what we're doing. We're going to give it back to one of our website members. So if you want to sign up and be in the running for it, all you got to do is just be signed up. Even if you're in the 21-day free trial, when the winner is announced, you are still in the running. Okay, so all you got to do is sign up. Link is in the fucking bio. 50 grand, Matt. What would you do with $50,000?
What would you do?
Basketball cards.
Nah, that'd be towards a house.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a deposit for a house. So basically, we are buying you a house. That's what we do here.
Or half
a
Bitcoin.
Nah, that's
sorry. Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess we're giving you half a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what would you do?
If you're someone's at home.
Told you.
Say it again.
He's stoned.
A little bit. That cookie hit far too early.
I'd put it towards a house.
What sort of house?
One with a roof.
Wow.
That doesn't leak.
That'd be cool.
So can I sign up and win that technically?
Yeah, you could, but
let's
to be
just
honest,
put that out.
Like, well, I've
that'd
thought about
sus.
This.
No,
imagine if because we have this program
that
picks it. Yeah. So imagine if, you know, the email that I'm signed up with to our website, imagine if that one.
I
win the money.
That reminds me of a draw we did once.
Oh, yeah.
And you were picking out the name, saying it before it came
Dude,
out.
Dude, we did a fucking, for charity, we did a giveaway. It was so cringe. We had, and all the names are individually written on little pieces of paper. There's thousands of them in this spinning thing. And as we were putting them names in, I just picked one out and read it. This person is going to win threw it in. We just spin the thing, pull it out, and then that person fucking won. So it fully looked like we'd rigged it because I fucking called it. It's like 1 in 2,000 chance, cunt.
Yeah, dude. And then we looked like assholes.
It looked like we'd rigged it
at a charity event.
And so we had to rip that up and do the whole thing again. And
really?
That guy missed it. No, we did. We did give it to that guy. Yeah, yeah. I lied about that.
I'm
last
pretty
bit.
Sure that we're like, oh, let's just see. And we picked out another one, and it was him again. He had multiple in there.
Really?
Yeah. I made that up.
Okay, thank you.
So,
what a boring end to that story. You guys lying.
Speaking about lying, let's get into the sponsors.
Oh, yes. Now, this, they're doing a one-time offer. You're promoting your health, and you're also, they're going to give away $50,000.
Who is?
AG1.
Really? I haven't heard about this.
That's a lie.
All right, everyone, listen up. Is someone you know dead? Yeah? Well, there's probably a good chance that they weren't taking AG1. Am I right? Was the dead person you know taking AG1? There you go. Proof's in the pudding. So if you are living and you want to stay living, go to AG1, okay? Use our discount code FULLYACTUAL. That gives you this health powder with 75 vital nutrients and minerals in it that you cannot get from a diet, baby.
Hell yeah.
You can't get that shit from a diet, baby.
That's it.
You're going to die if you don't have it. Go to AG1, FULLYACTUAL. Our discount code, get a free travel pack, baby.
AG1,
it's
bitch.
It's a subscription that rocks up at your front door every month. Have one a day, baby. It's going to add years to your life, bitch.
Years.
Hey, yeah, look at all of us. Woo!
Also, $50,000 giveaway from them.
Maybe. Michael might be confusing that with $50,000 we're giving away. So that, it's all a bit of confusion there. But
it's smoke and mirrors.
The link in our bio. Click the link in the description. Go to AG1 and have a look for your fucking self, baby. With so many people, the word about AG1 spreading around like a fucking virus, bro. Like a fucking herpes sore on your fucking big dick.
Oh. I have it 2 times a day now.
That's too much. You could die. Just kidding, everyone.
What,
you can't
have cold
die.
Sores twice a day?
No, AG1. Have it before boxing and then before a workout.
Yeah. I don't think you're meant to have more than 2 doses. I read the packet. Like, you can.
I swear it's definitely. You
have
can have
start
more.
Having
you
10.
Have, yeah, I'll start
having 10 packets a day and I'll see what happens. 10. Anyway, there you go, guys. Go and have a bloody look at and bloody look after yourself out there, because God knows there's shit's out there to fuck you up. Everything you fucking look at's here to kill you, cunt.
Freedom.
So fucking sort yourself before you get fucked.
AG1.
That should be their tagline. Sort yourself before you get fucked. Seriously, though, food these days, you can't buy a fucking thing without fucking shitting it.
Dude, even like
bread,
normal vegetables. Pesticide.
Dude, look at like bread now. Like I saw this the other day too. You know, if you buy blackberries, fully put me off berries in general now. You buy blackberries, non-organic ones, and if you juice those blackberries, you could use that juice to spray the next crop of blackberries as pesticides. That's how much they absorb the pesticides.
You bastard.
Yeah, I don't. Well, never I'm
had,
helping
I've
you,
I've had
man.
So many.
Dude, so have I. So yeah, have I, too. But I've stopped now.
I heard from
organic's okay.
Yeah,
organic's
I know,
okay.
But like it's like trip. Yeah,
yeah, it's
okay.
Like $50.
I did hear from James's mum. If you dilute them in baking soda and water, that is the best way to
but
get rid of
them. But fuck doing that every
yeah,
time.
It,
does, no,
it is.
I
a
know.
Lot of
and
work.
Then they taste like cake, bro. Oh.
It is a lot of work, but cake is good.
Anyway, fucking there you go. Look after yourself.
Yeah, AG1 is very very fucking good for you.
Speaking of being very fucking good for you, shit. Well. I don't even know if you haven't gone to manscaped.com yet and had a look at their products. Seriously, like from the bottom of my heart, fuck you. Fuck you for not even having a look. We've spoken about this at length, how you can start to look after yourself. Fuck you. You sit there and you listen for fucking free every week, and you don't even go and have a look. The link is in the description. Oh, it's too expensive. Okay, all right. We'll have 20% off. How's that? Fully actual 20? 20% off. I've sliced that off for you.
What's it
if
called?
If 1/5 of your body was cut off, it'd be a substantial amount. So 1/5 of the price is gone, and that's on us. We'll take that. We'll take that cost, and we'll eat it, cunt.
Yeah.
So get on manscaped.com. Have a look at all their shit.
Okay? I'm sure there's something in there for you. As you reach your 30s, your nose hairs start to grow. Some come down and start tickling my fucking mustache. Now, you got a thing for that. You shove it in your nose, all gone.
So nice. It's clear for coke, too.
Yeah. Now you can do the cocaine without any obstruction, just a smooth gliding as the rack sticks to your nose walls and absorbs into your soft tissue, straight into the bloodstream and straight into your brain to deliver maximum dopamine surge.
You can also shave your balls without fear of cutting.
You can shave your balls and smash them in cocaine. Smoosh cocaine all over your freshly shaven dick. You can, if you're a woman, you can shave your breasts and scoop up a large amount of cocaine and powder your tits. And it's all good, man.
Well, yeah, the cocaine does help, but if you have, think about this. If you shave your balls, sex is way better.
You got nowhere
to... No one wants like matte hair, fucking string wire, you know? It's fucked.
Man, you're right, bro. I got to start shaving my fucking hairs. They go out like fucking tree roots.
Yeah, they're weird. They go like, yeah, real curly.
And they're hard like tree roots.
And all the sweat from sport starts to stick to it. So you get like compact dead skin cells
They twist together to form
matted
some
hair.
Kind of fucking dreadlock.
Yeah.
A nut dreadlock.
And sometimes you don't wipe your ass properly and you wipe sort of backwards to forwards and then the shit gets all in the hair of your balls.
That's never happened to anyone. That's never happened to anyone. Anyway,
what's wrong with your ass?
Manscaped, fully actual 20 for 20% off. That's never happened to anyone. Okay. It's also for women out there with huge, huge tits.
Hairy
if
one.
If you're a huge breasted lady,
all
jump
tits.
On Manscaped. No, I think
bigger is preferred.
I think they do cater to all tit sizes, but huge, massive breasts,
hairy ones.
Yeah,
the hair
are
ones.
Preferred. So anyway,
there you go. Look, that's Manscaped for you. So also for women.
Let's move on. Let's have a quick bong break, actually. A fucking big, hard bong break. A fucking big, hard bong break. And we'll be right back with the lying segment, Matt's Dream Diary and the Great Debate. That's right, Michael, which means it's time for the lying segment, everybody. a segment that we don't plan beforehand. And we're going to discuss now which friend we're going to call and who we're going to lie to. Emil?
I'll do James. We'll say we're going to cancel Bamboozled for today. And he's just finished preparing.
No, I can't. I couldn't even bear to hear his response to that. It would break my heart so much.
Shut up. I know. We're calling Ryan. Let's call Ryan and lie to Ryan. What could we say to Ryan?
Tell him that we're not doing the podcast.
I've got it. Let's tell him, hey, dude, just let you know you can have an early mark today. No. We let him know that he gets to leave an hour and a half before he normally goes
home.
But then we say, sorry, mate, we're just lying. You've got to stay for the rest of the day and we see his reaction. Let's call him.
Oh, man, I don't know. This is hard. I'm torn, man.
I'm torn in half. What about you? We say, hey, what are you doing tonight? There's a worms tournament on in the city.
He would know that's a lie.
Okay.
But like, I like where you go, we could do, nah, that's too mean. I can't lie about worm stuff. Worm stuff's very important.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, imagine if I said, hey, we're about to.
I just heard what he said.
What about?
Fuck you.
What about, look, we haven't.
You say trading cards are dumb. Fuck you.
Look, you've never been top 10 at something in the world.
I have. That's fair. I get that.
At least Michael's good at his shit hobby.
Hey, what? Are you saying I'm not?
No, you're getting up there, eh? You got a mad collection.
Your hobby
collection.
Doesn't take skill. It's just buy, see if you get a good thing. Buy, see if you get a good
Yours
thing.
Yours doesn't take skill either.
Mate, that's look at our board.
If I spent as many hours as you have on there, easy.
No.
There's no skill to it.
Our match play, even. I'll give you...
$50. I'll give you $50 right now,
I'll let
now,
you.
Matt.
I won't train for a year, and you can play all year and catch up, and then I'll play you, and I guarantee I will beat you at worms. I will beat you.
You can't play for a year.
He wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, I know. That's my whole point. I want him to shake hands so we don't have to put up with that fucking worms for a year.
Okay, look.
I'd pay $50,000 to you.
Worms
not play.
Is very important.
Look, okay. we're off topic. We need to think of someone alive. Yeah. I get scared about Ryan's such a young. He's such a friendly, nice boy.
Yeah,
he's
I guess so yeah. trusting. Sorry, Ryan. He's gonna probably be editing or looking at this like through.
Because I think back, remember when we were coaching? If someone said you can go home early, dude, I would be just immediately filled with such joy.
Dude, that's what I mean. It's so it's the greater risk, it's the sacrifice. In any joke, someone has to be sacrificed. Look,
if you call it.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
Watch your feet there. You don't disconnect.
I'm sorry.
He's going to know it's a play. I'm thinking he's going to know. All right. He's going to know it's a lie. All right, guys. So what we're doing.
And why wouldn't you just walk out there and tell him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
what's the reason?
We'll just say we're just planning the podcast. It turns out you can go home early today. We won't be, but don't make it sound like he's fired or anything. Just make it sound we won't be needing you anymore.
We could lie and say,
oh my God, no way. Too
far. I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go.
We would never do that to you, Ryan, but we're going to make it out that you think that you're going home early right now and you're not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe we can just say, maybe just call him
Mayo, we're finishing up early today. Yeah, so feel free to pack up.
Okay, maybe. yeah, that's good. All right, here we go. We're finishing up early. Here we go.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
We're just finishing up now, dude, we just got to do the prank call. But I reckon if you want, man, you're sweet to have an early mark today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fully, dude.
Alright, sweet.
Ryan, we're fucking lying to you, dude.
We're lying.
Oh my God.
You're here till 5!
He sounded so hopeful.
Like you guys only just started.
You're here till 5.
I couldn't lie for too long with you, dude. I felt too laughing. Mean. I felt too mean.
Oh, man.
Seeing Michael's face.
I guess I'll just go kill myself.
But yeah, dude, we still got time here. I'm sorry. But yeah, for a moment, did you think you were going home?
Yeah, I did a bit. It sort of sounds like I'm in a microphone right now.
Oh, true. Oh, true. So you sort of, but there you go. Sorry, dude. And thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, Ryan.
No, that's okay.
See you, dude.
We'll let you get back to work.
Yeah, you get back to work.
Thanks.
Watching Michael's face as each lie came out, he was struggling. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, dude, because it was hard to do.
This is fucked. You know, watching you lie to Ryan, you struggled knowing that you couldn't lie to James. Like, you're like, no, I couldn't do that. But Matt, you would fuck with me in this instant.
Oh, no.
Fucking instant.
No, it's just like,
there is no excuse.
No, you're right.
Clearly,
I want to talk to you about this. No, I want to talk to you about this. I have had that thought. Like, why is it funnier to me when certain friends get hurt? Like, when Michael fucks something up, I don't know why. It's just fucking hilarious to me. When you fuck something up or something bad happens, it's just fucking hilarious. But James is just such a shining beacon of like hope and joy and positivity that I don't know. It hurts me to see something so pure, something bad happen to something so pure.
You should
pure.
Have that attitude to all human beings.
No, because like none of us are anywhere near as pure as James, and you know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah. Well, there I you agree, go. But
well, that's my reasoning.
You should
I
still
think.
Hurt him.
Have you seen Aquaman? He's like that.
Yeah.
He's like one of the Aquamans.
Yeah, the Entourage version.
Yeah.
Anyway. If you haven't fucking, if you need some cash, bro, we're giving away, by the way, we're just about to do Matt's dream diary, okay? We don't even have a fucking jingle for this thing right now, okay? That's how special and rare this is. And what else is special and rare? 50 grand in your fucking pocket.
Okay? Wow.
If you want a chance to win 50 grand, it's our biggest ever giveaway on the website. All you got to do is sign up. If you sign up as a regular member, you're one entry into winning. If you sign up as a premium member, you get 10 entries. 10 entries as to win the 50K. So if you're a premium member right now, you've just earned yourself 10 entries. If you're a regular member and you haven't, like, you're listening, you're a regular member, even if you're on the 21-day free trial, you have one entry to win $50,000.
That is life changing. That's a whole new
life. That's like a year's
work.
That's the most money that's ever been given away
and
ever.
It's hard for us to, like, this is risky for us. Like, if this doesn't pay off,
we're
like,
fucked.
Well, it's going to take like months and months to recoup these losses, okay? So we're fucking idiots. We're dumb, fucking stupid pigs. Yeah, but we want to see one of you guys who pays our way and supports us, get 50 fucking grand.
So it's our way of giving back, paying it forward, if you be. And also, we're going to fly you out here and you're going to live with Matt for 3 months.
You don't have to do that last bit, but if you want to, you can.
It's probably a lie, guys. I'd watch out for that one.
But the 50K is not a lie.
Do you really want to come and live here with me?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I guess, yeah, you can't.
It'd be painful.
It'd be higher.
Would you have someone live here? Would you have, the winner live here for 3 months if we paid you $2,000?
Yeah.
What, dude?
We should just get pick the most obnoxious and annoying person we can.
And I'll
find.
Tell you why I said yes, because you've stipulated no rules, and I will just go stay at Jenna's while they annoy you while you do your work day. Boom! Self high five.
Oh, but yeah, I pay much. That. It's that was mullet. Pretty. That was pretty pretty.
All right. Anyway, on to Matt's dream diary. This is where Matt writes down the dreams that he has. They're so confusing and strange. He doesn't get them. He doesn't get it, so he quickly writes them down when he has them so that someone out there might be able to fucking work out what these mean, because no one knows, and they're weird and scary, and Matt's worried. His girlfriend's crying. He's got a girlfriend now.
It's sexy.
One night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster.
They're sexy, sexy dreams.
All right. This is Matt's most recent dream. It was time for my weekly appointment with my therapist named Grotch. I was keen and anxious to tell her about my latest dreams. Grotch was also always great at analyzing my dreams and relating them to the huge number of mental illnesses and conditions I have. I'd known her for years and consider her one of the few people in my life I could actually trust. Grotch saved my life. Dr. Grotch, we'll see you now, Matt, said the receptionist. Thank you. I smiled nervously and went into Grotch's office. Morning, Dr. Grotch. Please, Matt, just call me Grotch. Sorry, Grotch. Dr. Grotch just comes so naturally. Just Grotch for you. Dr. Grotch for other patients, but Grotch just for you. Grotch it is, Grotch. Grotch had a way of making me feel comfortable and at home. I felt safe telling Grotch anything. So anyway, Matt, what's been on your mind? Yeah, well, as you know, my dreams have been very incredibly vivid and real, but also terrifying and confusing lately. And I've noticed a pattern in the last few. Matt, that's actually good news. If there's a pattern, that means it's easier to identify a cause. So what is the trigger in your dreams lately? Well, to be honest, it's kind of strange. Grotch lowers her notepad and pen and leans forward. Matt, it's me, Grotch. You can tell me anything. I felt silly for even hesitating. I knew Grotch would understand. Okay, well, I've been having these nightmares where it's like a normal dream, but then I end up always having Down syndrome. Even if having Down syndrome isn't relevant to the storyline. Like a few weeks ago, I was a cockroach, and for no reason at all at the end of the dream, I find out I have Down syndrome. I glance up and see Grotch. She looks a bit different. She's biting her bottom lip, and she was going red in the face. Grotch, are you okay? Grotch nods but doesn't speak. I give her a second and just decide to continue. And yeah, there was another dream where I where I had Down syndrome as a baby, and so my mother rejected me. I look up in shock. Grotch was fighting back laughter? What, you think this is funny, Grotch? Grotch burst out laughing. She laughed hysterically and was rolling around her chair as she struggled to breathe. I'd never seen anyone laugh so hard. I was heartbroken. How can Grotch, of all people, be reacting like this? She's openly laughing at me. Grotch, please! Help me understand what this means! Grotch's body still spasmed with laughter, but she managed to point to a table in the corner of the room. I couldn't see anything obvious, so I stand and walk toward what she's pointing at. There's nothing on the table except a small handheld mirror. I pick it up. Surely this can't be what she's pointing at. Is it this, Grotch? Grotch still doubled over in laughter and isn't even trying to muffle her laughter. She was laughing loudly and uncontrollably. She's laughing so hard, she still can't talk, but she nods at my question. I look at her confused, and then I turn and look at the handheld mirror. I see my reflection. What the fuck? No, it can't be. I have fucking Down syndrome. I touch it in my face to see if it's real, and it is. Everything on my face has just kind of moved in a bit closer together, and I had a full-blown Down syndrome. I look up at Grotch, and she's laughing even louder now. I look back down at my Down syndrome reflection and feel myself start to shake with panic and despair. Why? Why is this happening to me, Grotch? I can't... Click, and then I wake up from my nightmare. What the fuck is happening to me? That was way too real. Why do I keep dreaming about having Down syndrome? And why was it a wet dream?
Oh, man. I knew where it was going and I got excited. Oh, Grotch. Holy shit, dude.
I don't know what's going on here, Matt, but yeah. I think maybe, yeah, talk to someone. It's like... The dream's kind of like your subconscious telling you you need to talk to someone about this. Zoom in on Matt's face right now and see if you can tell what he's thinking. Because I can. He's nervous. He's thinking about how others will perceive this. He's scared about his dream out there being out there in the real world, knowing that people will judge him for the thoughts that he's having. And he's scared. He's dead scared. He doesn't even want to make a sound right now. Anyway, let's move on.
The great debate between mates.
Yeah, that's good. That rhymes.
All right, guys, as you know.
Can we have a quick bong break before this? I just need a quick.
Pat's off to look at himself in the mirror because he's worried that he's got Down syndrome. He has to quickly go and check every fucking hour or so.
Oh, shit, dude.
And we're back. And like we played the jingle of the song before, this is the great debate. This is where I give the boys a very controversial topic. And one will argue for that argument and one must argue against that argument.
Do we have controversy last time we did this?
Yeah,
don't measure our views because it's not our views, it's our skills at debating, because we might get the pro and we're con, and we might be at the con and we're actually pro.
Yeah, so guys, just important to remember, if you're triggered easily or offended easily, this is not the segment for you. Skip ahead.
This isn't the world for you.
The boys are trying to win a debate here. These are not their actual opinions on these subjects, okay? Remember that. Do not take this out of context. These boys are just want to win. They don't care about the things that they say. They don't think it, all right?
We're very competitive. Fuck, man.
It didn't actually sound anything like this song.
I here in my hand, I have the arguments for and against. Then we'll pick a hand, and then whatever hand they pick is what they will be fucking...
Good luck today, mate.
...is what they will be fucking arguing for. All right. So, paper, scissors, rock to see who gets to pick which hand.
Scissors, paper, rock.
I picked this hand. I worked,
it was both paper.
Tired. Oh. It's so stoned.
Scissors, paper, rock.
Shit! Oh, shit.
Hurry up.
It doesn't really give me much advantage, does it?
No, not really. Which hand do you want this one?
I got what I wanted.
How do you know what's in this?
So the argument...
We don't know
is
what the argument is.
It's about against.
Exactly. All right, so Michael is against this argument.
Oh, I'm for
and
it.
Is for this argument.
I already know it's bad because of Marty's little... four.
Shit!
All right. No, put that fucking One Tree Hill box set away.
Today's discussion is women should all do OnlyFans.
All women?
Yes, all women should do OnlyFans.
Oh, sorry.
So you're for OnlyFans, Michael's against OnlyFans. Does that make sense, everyone?
So all women should
do it. Sorry. You're saying women should, it's good that women do OnlyFans.
Yeah, so it doesn't, not all women have to do it.
Yeah, let me rephrase. Women should be, it should be completely fine and not taboo for any woman to want to do OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. And Michael's arguing against that. All right, the four gets to go first. So Matt, I'll give you your minute and a half, starting in three.
Oh man, so
two,
hard.
One.
First. You gave me like 30 seconds to prepare.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
2 minutes.
That's the aim of the game, baby. All right, come on. This is your bread and butter.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You love OnlyFans. How many you subscribe to? 15?
None.
16?
Never.
Come on. 20 seconds gone.
No, don't. Start me again. We haven't started yet. Start me again.
Oh, how dare you?
Okay. Are you ready? Whoa, this is not whoa, how the whoa, rules whoa, are meant
whoa,
to be played.
Whoa,
how
dare whoa, you? Whoa. How dare you?
3, 2, 1, go.
Why women should do OnlyFans. Women should do OnlyFans because they can earn a lot of money doing OnlyFans.
Are there any cons to doing it, in your opinion?
Now, there may be what some people would call cons, but I don't think so. I think if they have a mature, you know, mindset towards every con that comes at them, I think family. They'll be fine.
What about their family?
I think their family will be absolutely fine if they sit down and have that discussion beforehand.
What if they're not okay with it? What if their father, her father's
then
not
cut
okay
them
with
loose.
It?
You are a woman. Your body is your body, and you should do it with it whatever you want. And if OnlyFans is the way that you're going to make a living and make a lot of money so you can support yourself and maybe your family as well, I think it is all your choice.
So you're saying they should support the family as well if they're...
100%.
Do you think it affects their family if they do OnlyFans?
No.
Why?
Because, like I said, if you sit down and have that conversation, explain why you're doing it and the benefit, and the benefits that you get from it, it shouldn't affect them.
Financial benefit?
Yeah, the financial benefit vastly outweighs the effects that it has.
What if they have a son and the son, the friend brings a picture of the son, of the mum naked to school and says, hey, look at this. This is
no, no. She's going to sit him down and go, don't worry, son. Once you're 18, you're going to fuck chicks on OnlyFans.
And time. 3, 2, 1, begin.
Okay. First point. With OnlyFans, I'm pretty sure as a company, they would take, let's say, 20, possibly 30%. If they're a really bad company, like certain companies I know, they might take 50%. Now, as a person using that platform, preferably I would say women use it. Now, you could either be smart and make one third to half of your money more and start your own website and do whatever you need be on that website as opposed to using the platform OnlyFans, where, look, I think you should maybe try and make more money and post it elsewhere.
So you're saying OnlyFans is a bad business decision, but there's nothing wrong morally with doing OnlyFans?
Look, I'm not saying I'm for it. I'm saying don't use it. Well, the argument was not to use OnlyFans, and I don't think they should be using OnlyFans.
Okay, well, what about the good shit? Why do you think ethically it's wrong?
Okay, ethically, look. Well, look, I'm just going to say if there were three angels in front of me, I'm not saying you're not an angel if you don't use, if you are the angel that does OnlyFans, but if there was another angel that was a doctor and another angel that was a lawyer that did good shit, I'd definitely hang out and say that those are, well, it's more fulfilling. It's more fulfilling with those sort of angels' parts.
So you're saying OnlyFans is not fulfilling?
It's definitely not as fulfilling as, say, saving a life.
Even
or
if they do
helping
get
a life.
Filled. Like, hey, they could physically.
It might
get
create
filled.
Life if and you don't time. Use protection. Anyway.
Yeah, I expected better, Michael. I expected better.
That was disgusting.
I made an argument and I sold it. I said, do not use OnlyFans. And I also said.
Hit my clock and shut him up.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, you got a minute.
Well, your first argument of percentages, they actually take 20%. So you maybe should do
that.
Some
how
fucking
do you know
research.
That?
You said 30.
I said 20 to 30, so I was right.
You said 30.
Anyway, we can go back. I was right.
Anyway, look it up maybe before you make that argument.
I went 20
also,
to 30 to possibly half.
Hey, talking!
Yeah, extra 10 seconds. Go.
Also, fulfillment. Are you telling me you are not getting fulfilled making that content? Fool. You're a fool. Only a fool would think that you are not getting fulfilled.
You're talking about getting
fulfilled.
You're
not allowed to talk.
Up?
Another 10 seconds. Sorry. Take a point. Anyway.
So you're saying it is fulfilling?
It is fulfilling.
It's filling or fulfilling?
It's like, both.
Okay.
So you're saying it's fulfilling?
Yes, okay. Indeed.
All right. Anything else?
How can you elaborate on that for me?
No, Michael.
Sorry.
Michael, I will take a point if you speak again.
How can you not? Three times.
He's provoking conversation.
He is. Yes, and he's wasting my time. But you could waste your time by signing up to an OnlyFans now.
So you're saying it's a waste of time?
No, I'm saying you could waste your time.
By signing up to OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I've won.
Man, what the fuck? Yeah. You're in such a strong position to your last
I felt I was in such a strong position. I could just go with whatever I want.
Just have one stab
I could just have
how bad
whatever
it is.
I want.
It's good to do OnlyFans, but it's a waste of time.
Oh, I will fuck. Okay.
All right, last rebuttal.
What do you got?
Here we go, Michael. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, going to a person that chose the lawyer path, you just sold your own case out, buddy. Case in point.
I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Can you explain that?
Okay, I was trying to say that as a woman who's decided to become a lawyer, my lawyer just told me, called me up and said, you just lost that court case, brother.
Why?
I don't know.
What the fuck? Wait, so your argument for why women shouldn't do OnlyFans is because your lawyer has called you and said that there's no case.
That's what I think I was getting at, dude.
Do you have anything to add? You got 20 seconds.
Okay. You helped me out with your argument, and my argument was right.
How?
Because the lawyer called me up. No, yeah, so look, basically.
No, is that he's done? That's got to be 20
don't
seconds.
Don't make more money. Start
wait,
your
wait,
own.
Wait, Michael.
Start time. Your own.
Okay, so Michael's rebuttal was that his lawyer called in and said that there's no case or something, and that's why girls shouldn't do OnlyFans.
Yeah, that okay, doesn't really boys, make sense,
look,
does it?
Boys, look, it that was is, a weak
that, no, I put it there.
That was fucking shit from both of you, okay? That was both very shit, but Michael's was just slightly shitter because his rebuttal had nothing to do with anything. Matt gave you a chance with the finishing of his rebuttal, but you've knocked on. He's passed you the 40 and you've knocked on.
Cunt. Yeah, holy shit, I fully did.
Knocked on. Right?
I thought it would be a good, like, you know, when you're trying to explain something by saying another scenario. Yeah, a good metaphor. But
yeah, no, that none of us understood that. So there you go, guys. Let us know in the comments. Do you think OnlyFans is good or bad, bro?
Yeah.
Seriously, bro. And while you're there,
sign up to
that subscribe button, bro. Fucking smash it, cunt.
Sign up to our OnlyFans, which is our own website, theuniversityofmarkle.com.
Yeah, I think we've plugged that enough, eh?
Sorry.
But yeah, go on. Next.
Sign up.
So. Next clown. All right, guys, we're gonna have yet another bong break. Sorry about all the bong breaks.
That's good
because we need to get James bamboozled. In. All right, we need James to help set up bamboozled. So we will be right back with bamboozled. Maybe go and check if you've got Down syndrome, Brown. Brown syndrome, Down. Down syndrome, Brown.
Oh, maybe that's a good shirt, Brown syndrome.
One night in Bangkok kicks a hard man.
All right, Matt Brown, hit it. It's bamboozled.
You've
time.
Been bamboozled, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? Ready? 3, 2, 1.
No. No, not me. No, not again. Please.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so confused. Oh. I can't see.
You've been bamboozled, bitch!
Yeah, 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 check it.
I say you've been bamboozled, bitch!
Not me, not me, not me.
Oh, still gotta learn it properly. All right, that's so very good.
We have James here who's, hello, James. He's set up bamboozled.
Sorry.
And what do we got?
I don't
James?
Even need to introduce it to you because I made like a video. Connor,
hit
roll
it!
That shit.
Hit it!
I'm gonna inject one of these three lollies with this hot sauce. If you're a website member, you would have seen Michael have a very small amount of this hot sauce the other day and nearly die.
Oh, God, dude. Oh, fuck, deal with this, dude.
So. I'm literally pushing the middle of this lolly out. I'm gonna fill that with hot sauce and then I'll plug it back up with the same white stuff. So one of these will be a fucked up spicy lolly for the boys to eat.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
no,
it'll be
not
entertaining.
Me. Not me.
Yeah, it's that da bomb shit, you know.
Oh my god!
No, I'm sorry, no. But it has to entertain the rings.
Oh. Okay, there's only 33% chance. Okay, if you're optimistic about this, look,
I can't do this. I'm so fucking over chili, dude.
Dude, chili's just so have a shit.
Just have a bite of it and then just see what happens.
No.
Oh, James is taking
the whole
over.
Thing in the gob and chewing and chewing and swallow. You have to eat it.
Man, this is
and
really
the best
hard.
Part is I've literally forgotten which one it is. I've done that good a job. They all look the fucking same. I squished the ends on all of them because otherwise it would have been too easy to tell which was which.
I'm very, very, very sad.
All right,
about
there's
this
a 67%
one.
Chance you're not going to get it.
That's not high to me.
Who would like to go first?
I will go first. I will go second.
Wait, are you going first?
I just want
to. I am scared.
Wait. Should we all just. Oh, hang on. How
pick
do we do
one.
This?
Same time, you just
yeah, make, should we all just.
No, wait, because we're all going to go for the same one.
We should all pick.
You can either put one finger in, two finger in, or three finger. This is one, two, three. Let's see if we all just decide ourselves.
Three, two, one.
Three, two, one.
We all chose two. That's so ridiculous.
Fuck it. I'll pick one.
I want two. I don't want three. I have a feeling.
Well, I'll take three then. Fuck it. Yeah, let's just get cracking.
Well, wait, we're going one at a time. So one gets to go all first, right?
All right. No. We all eat together?
And look at each other. Yeah. That'll be the glory.
Oh, shit, baby.
Oh, I should have put chili in all three.
Oh, that would have been the prank. That would have been great. That would have ended the podcast.
Okay, here we go. Ready? On three.
Oh.
One. Two.
Three. He's acting or he's forgotten the game.
You gotta eat it.
You gotta what the fuck is this?
I spat on my toe.
Oh, you gotta fucking eat it.
Fuck off! Dude, you're supposed to act.
I can't.
Is it that bad? Yeah, that's right. I do have memories.
I had one drop of that shit and fucked my whole meal up.
Make sure you do it in the mic. People need to hear your pain.
All right.
Holy shit. Did you know what happened there? Now, wait, mate, put your vote in. Who do you reckon had it?
All right, 3, 2, 1. Point to who you think you had was Bamboozle.
You sick fuck! I have a confession. I realized when I grabbed mine that I had it. So then I went to offer Matt's and I swapped them myself. Bang. You were bamboozled. Not only once, but twice.
Wait, so which one was the fucked one in? One. Like,
the fucked one was this one.
So I would have had that.
How'd you know? I couldn't tell.
No, sorry. Which one did I grab originally? The second one.
Yeah.
Yep, the second one was fucked.
Why did you want the second one then? When we said, well, like, which one do you want?
I didn't know. I only knew when I I knew when I grabbed.
That's in so much fucking pain.
He's been bamboozled, bitch.
Would have been so good if he tried to hold it together for a while.
Oh my god. Yeah, no. When I went to grab mine, when I was getting it, that's when I saw it was fucked.
How did it look fucked to you?
It just looked a bit different and a bit felt moist.
Yeah, I could not tell, eh?
Anyway, so Matt's definitely we broke him there. Holy shit! If that,
I can hear it fucking going up.
Yeah, that was fucked.
James is going. You've been bamboozled, baby.
Oh man, James goes hard on these. Oh, it's fucking good shit. If it's one of us, we would have at least tried to hold it together. But that is like insanely hot. That shit.
It fucks you up.
It's basically liquid pepper spray for your mouth.
Mm.
So it's fucked. Matt's gonna be gone for a while.
Yeah, like he's out. And he had a couple bites of it, and then it was soaked onto his tongue.
He really just had a nibble of it.
Man, imagine swallowing that.
I was considering doing like a tablet and then just, but then I was like, I bet you my insides will burn a hole in them or something.
Yeah, fuck.
But anyway, so that is Bamboozled, guys. Let us know what you think about it and shit like that. And if you have any suggestions for Bamboozled shit, fucking drop that shit in the comments, bro. We love reading that shit. Seriously, please leave lots of comments and lots of likes. All right, please. While Matt's not here, let's agree to this. If this podcast gets 700 likes, we both next week, or after this comes out, so in 2 weeks, we both slap him on the thigh.
On the knees.
And don't tell him why. No, because he might have fucked knees, but on the thigh. on the thigh, each of us. We can't explain why. Yeah. If this podcast gets 700 likes, just while he's out like out the front with a hose in his mouth, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so he's in 2 weeks like that time, for a while.
So you hear this, right? And if this gets 700 in 2 weeks time, then slappity slap, make that.
So yeah, during the podcast, you'll do one and then I'll do one. And we can't explain it, but he's just there.
Okay.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
He's got a spit towel.
He's got a spit towel now. So you reckon, would you say you're 90% sure that you got it?
Oh, I'm going to pick you.
What did you feel immediately? What did you feel?
It was like, you know when you bite into...
apples?
No, like...
fire?
Something's got like a liquid explosion into your mouth.
Oh, you know, really?
What food has
How
that?
How did he put that in there like that?
I don't know, maybe in... Oh, I don't know.
Wow, he's fucking good at shit like that.
All my lips are fucked.
Like, how did he do that?
I realized what
I could not tell the difference.
No, I could. I saw something was up with that one, so I quickly grabbed his one off.
It didn't look like yours looked worse.
Anyway, let's move on, right? Let's move on to a segment that we are doing fortnightly moving forwards, okay? Let's do the voicemail segment, everybody. Hit it, Brown. Hit it, Brown. Come on, Brown. Hit it, Brown.
Yo-ho!
Come on, Brown.
Ringing.
Oh, shit, the phone.
Ringing with your ring.
All right, so this is a segment where you guys call 04-666-02-303. Yeah, that's right. And you guys leave us voicemails, texts, send Matt pictures of yourself, all sorts of shit. Just fucking tell us stories. As long as they're not too long-winded, we might be able to play some, okay? So thank you for all of the stories we've been getting. Some are like 4 minutes long, though, so we can't play them. All right, we've noticed the retention drops a bit during this segment, so we've got to try and shorten it up a bit. So please continue to send those through. Know that we will hear them, but they can only make it onto the podcast if they're a little bit shorter. Isn't that right, Flader?
Okay.
Do you want me to hook this up to Bluetooth quickly?
Ring in!
Are you okay, Matt?
It's just my fucking lips are burning.
His other lips. What are you talking about? Okay. Pussy lips.
Now, look, this is just someone's theory about what Matt's journal could actually be.
His dream diary. Oh, this is cool.
Yeah, I think I've figured out Matt's dream journal. I don't think it's a dream journal. I think the psychopath has a split personality, and at night he turns into his alter ego, and that journal is just a diary that his alter ego writes about the things that Matt does during the day. So I don't think Matt even sleeps. It's just always awake between him and his alter ego.
I fucking love that. That's just always awake. And his alter ego has Down syndrome.
Well, the boys' trip, you didn't sleep. So, there you go.
He just sits on a couch like that. No TV on, nothing, no lights are on. He just sits exactly like that. Just awake all night.
Chilly.
With a wig on and shit. And then he just gets up and goes to work anyway.
Now, this one is from the archives of Fully Actual back in the early days.
Oh.
You should remember, and we all should know, this is one of the OGs. We all love him. But there was a man, okay? I'm not going to tell you the name yet. There was a man, and this is the origin of that man. And he has gone missing for a while, but he's back. And this is his message.
Hello, everyone. This is Donut Films, also known as the man who sent my foot skin to your podcast about 3 years ago.
Is your own, too.
I've also sent a lot of other things, but I just wanted to come on here and tell everyone the truth and confirm some things. So 3 years back, Matthew Brown started a rumor saying that I sent in my semen. That is completely false. I have never sent any cum. That was someone else, not me. So fuck you, Matt, and fuck you, Connor. A lot of you were wondering why I stopped watching the podcast for a while. That's because everyone at my school was bullying me. You know, when I first heard about it, they thought, oh, yeah, that's pretty sick. But, you know, as the years go by, they started maturing. They realized, you know, this cunt's a bit of a weird fuck. He's a bit of a freak. So, yeah, it kind of ruined my social life. I just want to say, fuck you, Matt Brown, and fuck you, Connor. But, yeah, I never sent in that cum. So, fuck you.
So, you destroyed
A boy's life.
Hang on, hang on, hang on.
God. You destroyed a boy's life.
You need to take accountability and apologize.
Hang on.
Donut Films. I was
wondering. We love, like, me and Marty have always been fans of you,
dude.
Donut Films.
Dude, I've been fan. I love Donut
you
Films.
You made a lie about your boy. You ruined his life.
Well,
school.
Will you allow me to reciprocate?
No, let's move on. Prank call time. No, I'm kidding.
Firstly. Donut Films is one to do a prank. So I'm taking this with a grain of salt, is that what they say?
Mm, yep.
Yeah. With a grain of salt.
What about pepper?
Oh, so you think he's lying about
it? I think he could be lying. But Donut Films, if that is the truth, you know, and people are bullying you and it's ruined the last, what, year? Bro, in my eyes and their eyes, you are a legend.
Yeah, that's
and
so
trust
true.
Me... I will wholeheartedly right now. I don't remember saying that, but he did not send semen in.
And the whole podcast community loves Donut Films. He's a legend around these parts.
Donut Films is one of the best like fans we've had. Some of the things he's said.
He single-handedly kept the P.O. Box segment alive for in seasons.
A fucking legend.
He's built wells. Yeah.
So if that is true... Fuck all those people who bullied you. And you should say that to them. Say, fuck you. And if anyone replies, punch them in the face.
Yeah, and tell them Matt's fucking Snapchat and Instagram and tell them to direct their hate towards Matt.
Yeah, tell them to direct their hate towards
Matt. And Matt will fucking sort them out. Okay, Matt will go out and fucking fight all these cunts. Every single person who bullied you, Donut Films, send them to Matt and say that Matt wants to fight you. He wants to fight you every weekend.
And Donut Films, I want an update. What are you fucking doing now? And are you, is he, how old
if
is
he's
he
over 18, is would you date 18? Him?
Yeah. If he's over 18, we'll go on a date.
There you go. Well, now, look, moving on. Look, here's a relic. Thank you, Donut Films. But we're going to move on now to something that's been happening the last few weeks that should anger everyone.
Ugh.
And mainly a guy. And I don't, if you're still with her, Bailey.
Surely
after
not.
What she's done, then that's your own fault. But we have got update messages from Bailey himself. So we've been trying to call Bailey and be in contact with him each week because he's got some Bender stories to tell us.
But
his girlfriend gets in the way.
Yeah, but the only way we're going to speak to you, Bailey, is through Emily. All right? It has to be that way. I'm sorry. It's the only way we're going to talk to you. So, like, yeah, Emily's just going to have to suck it up and do this for you if she loves
Emily's
you.
A good girlfriend, and if you're just a mathematician by now, you know that it's been happening on Mondays. You should be with her, or she should be over it. You should have said, Emily, come over to my house right now, and she should be there.
You should have rearranged your Mondays.
Have it so that all the calls that go to her phone divert to your phone or something like
that's
that.
That's more tech. I like that. That's more reasonable.
Yeah, that is helpful.
But you messaged us last Monday after what we'd said, what Emily did, saying, fuck you, Marty and Michael. All I want to do is tell my Bender stories. He sent that. And then the next day, okay, he sent, yous are missing out, Martin and Michael. And then, this is on Tuesday, the day after, he said, you've called Emily and she has let us all down. Call me back on this number. Fuck you as well, Michael. You told her I'm gay and I don't love her.
Michael lost control, okay? He lost control of that.
I was angry because I want to hear your stories, Bailey.
Look, Bailey, we want to hear your stories, man, but we can only do it via Emily's phone number. So let's give her a buzz and see what happens.
Well, we don't have his number.
No, we're calling Emily. We do have his number right there. He texted us.
Yeah, I guess. But like, we
haven't saved it yet, though.
Look. Prepare yourself, Emily.
All right. Yeah, look, I've saved Emily's number.
Yeah.
There, Emily, Bailey's girlfriend.
Here we go.
It's like the only number we have saved.
Oh, it's a long...
Unbelievable. She's probably not even going to answer this
one. Yeah,
she's...
This will be...
The person you are calling is not available. Well,
let's leave a message.
Please leave a short message, and it will be sent as an audio message.
Fuck me, Emily. You've gone drop the ball again, bitch. You fucked it up for your fucking boyfriend
once again. How could you do this?
We call you again week by week, Emily, and you keep letting us down.
You couldn't even answer the phone!
Yeah, Emily, you let us down. You should apologize.
And we are too. I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm sorry.
Now we call back.
Indeed.
No, I reckon that's it. She's had her chance, man.
Yeah, we give her too much leeway.
Too much. Like you like, only get one shot with learn. Us, bruv. You only get one shot a week with us. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think I just feel like she has to know, dude.
The person you are calling is not available.
There you go again, guys. Emily still has not answered the phone, and she will not meet our demands. Selfishly, she's.
I just feel for Bailey in this entire situation.
Imagine that's abuse. It's sexual abuse.
Imagine
she's sexually abusing her boyfriend by doing this.
Imagine if they're still together. Like that's madness.
Yeah, I know. It can't be. We've just broken up a marriage.
No, we've helped. We've pulled out the faults in it, and we've saved his life.
No, but she hasn't corrected those faults yet, bro. Man, she's still leading a faulty life.
Well, she's added new faults.
If they're still together, then
she's so fucking faulty. I don't even know how she walks.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Anyway. Well, hopefully they have split up. And Bailey, look, just send us a message so we got your number, and we'll give you a buzz.
We've also got a new WhatsApp number for those people wanting to leave messages internationally. We've seen your comments, guys. If you want to call the number, it's +61 is the Australian code. But if you just want to send us a WhatsApp message, our WhatsApp number will be in the description. All right, let's move on to our final fucking segment. Are you serious? It's prank call time. Yep. It's prank time call. For the prank call, prank call, prank. It's time for the prank call. We don't have a button, Matt. Sing, sing, sing.
Your time is here for us to waste. Picking up your phone with your first mistake. Ha, 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 ha. It's prank call time.
And this prank call is brought to you by our friends at Joe Fortune, guys. A really cool online,
thanks, Joe.
Online casino. Go and check his socials. He's doing heaps of giveaways, okay, at Joe Fortune. Go and have a look, thank you for sponsoring us. And, guys, just remember to please gamble responsibly. If you've got an addictive personality, maybe give this one a miss, okay? Am I right or what?
Thank you, Joe.
Welcome to Psychology. If this is an emergency...
Hey, Georgia. My name's Margaret. I haven't really ever done any kind of therapy before. So I'm not really sure what the process is, but I guess I'll just kind of get into it. So my son, he has quite a few learning disabilities. He's just turned into a teenager, so he's getting quite strong. You know, he's really filled out. And I guess, he's becoming quite hard to handle at the moment, and even in public, I'm left feeling quite embarrassed and just sort of quite angry at the situations that he kind of puts me in. I'm just feeling a little bit of shame around these feelings. I don't know if that makes sense or...
Does. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You are not alone in that feeling.
So I'm feeling really shameful, and then I kind of feel guilt as well, because there are occasions when I just can't keep it together, and I kind of lash out at him, not in public, but I kind of lash out at him, and it just gets too much. It gets too much sometimes, and sometimes I just clip him. A little clip out of the head, and then later on, when I've calmed down, I feel myself like I'm literally like shaking, and I don't really have anyone to talk to out of fear of judgment. So it's just becoming a bit too much. If you can sort of see what I'm saying,
that's a lot. That's a lot on your plate.
It's quite a bit. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. It can definitely help sometimes.
No, thank you. Yeah, he's been doing this thing recently. He kind of pretends he's a bear. He comes home from school and pretends he's a bear, and he's knocking all the kitchen utensils off the benches, and he's pushing all over the furniture, and he's defecated in the lounge room before. And it's just my husband, he's left years ago, so it's just kind of... coming to be able to deal with that, just coming home after a long day's work, it's just becoming a bit too much. So I really feel like I need some kind of way to help me curb my rage when he really gets me to that level.
Yeah, sure. No, I can understand that for sure. Unfortunately, at the moment, Margaret, I don't have anyone to recommend. The books are currently closed to psychologists here.
I'm so, Georgia, I was under the impression that you were actually... Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed right now. Are you not one of the working psychologists there?
No, I'm the reception team.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I've literally never called a psychologist before, so I just thought you kind of call and start chatting once they answer. Yeah, so I've gone and really embarrassed myself. Yeah, it's not good.
That's okay? But I can definitely put you on a wait list if you like, if we have a psychologist available in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, yeah, wait list. I've heard that before. Just how long of a wait is this going to be? Am I going to have to wait weeks or is it going to be a month?
I'm not sure at this stage. We're just bringing someone on board now, so it will just depend on their schedule and when they're able to start with us. But probably within the next 4 to 8 weeks, I would imagine.
Okay, great. So when can I sort of get a confirmation
of exactly when, what date I can book in to see someone?
So I can take your details down now and we can definitely give you a call as soon as we get confirmation on when they're starting with us.
Okay, great.
Is this the best number for us to reach you on?
Yeah, that'd be perfect, yeah. Can you just read that back to me, that number?
0466.
Yep.
602.
Yeah.
303.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. All right, so so you guys will just give me a buzz when you think you've found an available slot with one of your therapists over the coming days or so. Absolutely. Is that correct? Okay, great.
That's correct. Yeah, usually within the next couple of weeks for sure.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for your help. And again, I'm so sorry for the stupid misunderstanding and me losing my temper at the description of my unbearable son.
No problem at all. We'll be in touch soon, Margaret.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Dude, that is so rough.
Oh my god.
Oh shit, dude.
Oh man.
She's gonna tell that therapist. She doesn't want
I fucking love, like, she's amazing.
Do you reckon she sensed you're crazy and just filled up all books straight away?
All right, so there you go, guys. Margaret might be going to therapy. We should do online therapy. Or is that kind of fucked up, wasting a therapist's time like that? Let us know in the comments if you think that we should go ahead and get some online therapy.
Of course they're going to say do it.
but there might be, like, they're the ones who are going to also be like, if we've crossed that line, we don't know where the line is anymore. Is that bad if we, like, we pay the therapist, obviously what they would usually get paid, but we just make out like Margaret's just fucking insane her son's just fucked.
You're acting like it's an emergency service like triple O. It's not.
Yeah, well, that's true. Look, they're getting paid.
We're stimulating the economy.
Yeah, that's so true. I didn't think about that. We're giving away 50 grand on our website. All you got to do is sign up. Platinum members, you have 10 entries. You get 10 entries for being a platinum member. Regular members get one. Okay? So everyone's in with a fucking shot.
Well, you Holy get 10 shit. Entries if you're a platinum member.
That's
right. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, I know. I forgot to. Anyway, guys, please give us a 5-star review on Spotify, please, because we're still not at 3K. And once we get to 3K, Matt's going to call his mum a dumb bitch on the phone. Like,
I am
are
not.
Are we at 3K? We might be.
Should
I'm
not
check?
Calling her a dumb bitch. Don't ever say that.
Imagine. No, but what you are going to do, you're going to tell her the story. Matt's going to read.
I don't think that's a good idea either.
Okay. It's still a 2.9. We're going out with 2.9. It's hectic, Buzz. Hectic as shit. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, please. A lot of you aren't subscribed, you listeners. Please just smash that subscribe button, bro. Smash it, bro. Seriously, it helps us, bro, more than you realize, bro. It's hectic as shit. Have the best day in the world because we're the best, and you've been given the best by the best.
We're the best.
We're the best. We're the best. Best. We're the best.
Self high five.
We're the best. We're the best.
Best.
Breast.
S s s s s s s s t t t t t t t.
Breast.